Hello again, and welcome to this exploration of the spiritual journey of your own soul. You are here because you are on a spiritual journey of unfoldment to recognize the truth of your being. And so let's gather our energy together right now with our prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Well, in the lesson we're going to watch together, Jane talks about spiritual evolution as the path that we've walked up till now. And then she opens up the possibility for another step in our spiritual growth called spiritual involution. And she ties that all together with the life plan that we create between our lifetimes, that life plan that we created before the karmic board, also known as the Lords of Karma. Well, that's a lot to cover. She's going to cover it, and we're going to watch it together. Let's do that right now.
Hi there. Are you ready to go further on this spiritual journey with me? Okay, I got some feedback. Some of you wanted to know, how do you plan your next life? That was a wonderful question. And I am very happy to answer that for all you that emailed me and wanted me to explain more about that. As you know, that last week we talked about what happens after you die. And it's kind of an interviewing process, believe it or not. You got to open up your consciousness to receive that vision of how you came to the Lords of Karma. You talked about your lifetime, as I mentioned last week, and you made some decisions about who you wanted to be with again, who you wished you would have helped in a new and different way than maybe somebody that you didn't quite help the way you wish you could have or would have or whatever. So you had that opportunity to look at your life and evaluate it, and you sat with the Lords of Karma with all their papers in front of them, so to speak. You have to play with me a little bit here, because I'm trying to tell you it's a lot, it's that and a lot more, I'll put it that way. All the papers are in front of them. They sit there and they look at them all. And let's pretend that you've already had your exit from the lifetime that you just got through. And now they say, come, come, we've got a plan for you. Oh, you say? You do? Yes, we have a wonderful plan for you. Now I'm going to play the role of the karmic Lords of Karma. And I'm also going to play the role of the person talking to me. So here we go. I've got all the information about your many, many incarnations. I'm looking at all the possibilities that you can have. And there are many, many possibilities that you can fulfill. Some you can fulfill in your very next lifetime, but others will have to wait because the souls that you want to fulfill these things with have not been in the position at this point to fulfill that, but they will 300 years from now. But now that I've talked to you and you said yes, you wanted to come back in the next 75 years, I said okay. So now you have a different plan for your life that resonates more with the spiritual person you're becoming. So, who do you want in your life? I would suggest to you, you want to look for those souls that can support your spiritual journey. Just like in the last lifetime, you wanted those souls that would support the business person, the businessman. Now, you are looking at your life differently, and you are saying to yourself, I want to grow spiritually, and I want that to happen now. Help me to do this. Okay, so with that said, we have evaluated all the different possibilities for you. And we've come up with a life plan. And there are some souls that have desired to be with you again. And we want to offer those souls information to you and ask you if you are willing to want to support them as your children, or maybe a lover, or maybe a teacher or a friend. But do you want some of these souls with you in your future life? And they have much to offer you. And there will be some spiritual things that you'll have to do with them. And there will be some evolution of your soul in the process. So now that I've told you this, and you understand that we can put together a life plan for you using some of the souls that you've been with before, and a particular one that I want to talk to you about. And that was the relationship you had with your wife in the last incarnation. You had some good and you had some difficult times with her. And she now wants to perhaps, if you're willing, to have another lifetime with you to balance your karma and to balance your love relationship. And if that is something that you would sign up for, so to speak, then I give you the option of being with the same soul that you were married to last lifetime, and there'll be a different combination, but you'll be able to work through some of the karma that you had in that lifetime that didn't get resolved properly. She feels that way, you feel that way. And perhaps you'll come back as a woman and she'll come back as a man. But first I want to know, before that decision is made, is that something that you're willing to take on? So if you are willing to do that, then we can put together a certain life plan. If you aren't willing to do that, we will give you an option. So what I'm saying to you, you have some freedom here. You're not stuck with, this is the only thing we can do and we can't change it. No, We give you opportunities and freedoms to make wise choices. Now, there were a few children in that lifetime that you didn't do too well with. You kind of were a very busy, busy, busy man, as we talked about, and you didn't have much time for family and children. Well, now you can have the same opportunity with those souls that perhaps you didn't help the way you wish you could have. We're going to give you that opportunity now to be a female and take on a female incarnation where you will develop your nurturing feminine side and have some of the souls that were with you before that you can nurture. They don't necessarily have to be born, but they could be souls that live in your neighborhood, souls that you teach if you were to become a teacher. All these things I'm going to talk to you about at great length after you make this decision, because I can't put things together for you. I cannot do that without your willingness to take on this particular incarnation. So now that you have these things to think about, I won't ask you immediately to answer that, but we will address this when you have made your decision and you come back and say, yes, I would like to do exactly this. And so now you have the opportunity to hear more about that possible life plan with other souls that could fit in that lifetime beautifully. You see, there's times that our hands are tied because souls have certain agendas within themselves. And we can provide information. We can provide understanding. We can provide the best possibility, but we can't make you do anything. And another thing, once you take on this new body and you start adjusting to being in that lifetime, you have choices that maybe you don't want to be so nice to this person or that person. Maybe they're hitting those buttons in you from the last lifetime. And so you find yourself not so willing once you're in the body and these are deep in your subconscious. And even though you made the decision to be with those people, they could push your buttons because your subconscious hasn't been healed yet. You see, the subconscious is always a part of every incarnation. You are 1/10 conscious, 9/10 is the subconscious. And of course, all the subconscious memories are in there from eons and eons and eons ago. And they trigger you in consciousness. Maybe it's just a bleep on the radar of your consciousness. Sometimes it's big bleeps in the radar that you just say, what? What am I doing with this person? You have to understand, you always check out yourself. Once you get incarnation, in the incarnation, you need to check out yourself and say, I'm observing myself in this play. And I'm going to offer to you a very strong observer self, which is a wonderful thing to have. But the problem with having a strong observer self is that observer self, of course, will keep you on the straight and narrow. Yes, indeed. Will keep you always looking at where you are and what you're doing. And it's wonderful because it's a big, huge help in working with your past memories. But it can be a spoiler because some of the things that you might get involved in third dimensionally, because you live in the world of cause and effect, good and bad, because you live in there, you are affected by it. And the observer self will remind you, and it won't be too happy if you don't listen. So that observer self of yours is going to pinch sometimes. But it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have, because it's going to help you through the hard times. It will help you in every way to make the right decisions. So I offer that option to you. Think about it. Think about that person that you were married to in your last life. Do you want to have another relationship? She's very happy to have that relationship with you, but you have to make a decision if you want to do it or not. And once you've made that decision, you can't go back on it. Because once you come as far as the program in your play. However, once you get down there, you've made the decision to be together and to work things out. But if your anger gets too much, then you could dump the whole program and want out of it. So it's very important for you to know that if you pick up with this person that you had the lifetime with last time, and you are willing to work with them, and they are willing to work with you through the good times, the hard times, and in between, that you aren't going to think, oh, this is too hard, I don't like this, I'm getting out of here. That you'll be there for the long haul. But you've got to think about it. You know, I've had a lot of interviews with a lot of souls that are committed to make it work this time. Only back in this room with me, saying, whoop, I just didn't do that very well, did I? Gosh, give me another chance. I learned a lot. But sometimes we come back and we forget what we learned. And it starts all over again. And my responsibility as the Lord of Karma is to give you the best opportunities to grow, to change, and to evolve in consciousness. You are an evolving consciousness. And now you are going to that place where you start to look within. I call involution. Every soul has its evolution, and then it comes to that point where it says, I want to go within. That's a whole different story, a whole different play once you made that decision to go within. That's an evolving within. See, you've been evolving all this time out. You've been a soul evolving. Then you're going to be a soul that's looking within itself and wants to make moves to unmask all the things in the subconscious and to overcome all subconscious problems that maybe your soul has had in the past and be an involutionist. We all have to do this. It's part of the journey. So now, because of your last lifetime, you are now ready to be an involutionist. And that means you're going within to look at your life, to work in the best interest of your soul at a deeper level than you ever have in any other lifetime. Before you were evolving through one thing after another, now you're going to go within and start to evolve within. You go within and you start looking at yourself in a new way. And as you look at yourself from within, you are learning to meditate, you're learning to observe yourself. That's all a part of the involution of consciousness to move you to the higher realm of spiritual understanding, which is I am one with the infinite. I'm no longer a finite, limited consciousness. I'm an infinite consciousness. I've gone within and found the truth of my being and open the door to higher learning. Now you have made that desire known to me. So I have been working with the other support team that I have to help you to go within this lifetime. Because you went out last lifetime. You were a financial wizard. And you did all these things and then ended up in the room with me unhappy about your life because you never ever felt loved and you felt like you hadn't done the right thing with your family. You felt like you had been too interested in finances and money and what you could buy, and that never gave you the help within that you wanted. So now is your time to start going to the involution of consciousness. And that's a whole preparation in itself. So we've taken your desires and we've really thought about them and want to talk to you about the involution of your soul that wants to understand more of what's in its subconscious and understand more of how to work in the best interest of evolving out of humanhood into the spiritual aspect that you truly are. So, I've given you all these things to think about. And I think, and I hope that you will go back and think about these things and come back in another week or two and tell me how you feel about this. If you have some adjustments that you need made. And I can tell you if you can adjust this in some way. As I told you, this is a blueprint that hasn't been put into the ethers yet. But once it's put in the ethers, it will go. It will fly. It will be. And you will be involved in it. You'll come up as a little baby, learning to move your body, learning all the things a child learns, and then move into the aspect of your spiritual self. And I do want to advise you this way, that if you choose this involution journey, and it is a journey, I don't want to kid you that it's just, oh, well, just do this and it's all over. It's a journey. It's a journey. You may have a couple lifetimes in this journey. It just depends on how much you did beforehand, before, how much meditation you did maybe in another lifetime, how much you did. And I'm going to tell you, there's some other lifetimes that you devoted to God and to knowing yourself in God. But then you got involved in money, and that became your God. Now you've done that, and you're more willing to look at other things. So, I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks and find out what you've decided. Okay, now I hope I've answered some of the questions about, is it possible to be with somebody in a future life that you've been with this lifetime? Did you make a commitment to them? Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. That's why they feel familiar to you. When you look into their eyes, you say, oh, why is it that they seem so, I really like that person. Why? I don't even know them, but I like them. Or vice versa, too. There's this other one that says, oh my God, I don't know why I don't like this person, but I sure don't. I don't trust them. And I have no reason not to trust them because I don't even know them. So this is all the little stuff that happens when we make our journey to planet Earth. And we start to work out our karma, and we are involved in our play. Yes, there are people in your life that you've made a commitment to grow and to change and to be with. And you had that decision made before you even came into the body. Now, how you handle those decisions are entirely up to you. You see? This is an exciting journey. You are in an exciting place as far as consciousness is concerned. Because this is the first time you've even considered being deeper and going more within and moving into the higher aspects of your whole self, which takes you into involution. So, if you are a soul in involution, got lots to talk to you about. If you're a soul in evolution, I have lots to talk to you about. It all goes together. You're on a journey, and that journey will take you to the higher dimension of your beingness in God, infinite intelligence, the supreme oversoul. Oh my God, all the different names, the absolute, the cosmic consciousness. Whew. There are so many names to this, but it's all the same. It's higher self moving into greater consciousness of who you truly are, and it keeps evolving. It keeps evolving. So thank you for being on this journey. I hope I answered some of your questions. This is an exciting time for you, and it's a very exciting time for me too, because I'm so excited to be able to support you on your spiritual journey to total freedom and getting out of bondage forever. Bye-bye for now.
Well, as we saw, the path of the soul is a path of spiritual evolution in which we build consciousness lifetime after lifetime after lifetime and experience our desires and balance out the karma from lifetime to lifetime. But then she talks about a possibility that is open to you. If you've watched this video up till now, you are most likely somebody who at least has the possibility of making the choice of spiritual involution. You know, spiritual evolution is automatic. It's something that is part of every human being's experience. We're always accumulating karma and desires and balancing it out and working out all of these things. And it's all an evolutionary process. But by our free will, by our choice, we come to a point where we can consciously choose to change the trajectory of our soul from outward to inward, from evolution to involution. And the involutionary journey is churning within in order to uncover the hidden splendor of our soul. We want to support you on your spiritual journey. On Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, in which we have our spiritual support group. And the link is in your chat room. It's also on the website. But this is a way for you to strengthen your involutionary journey, that journey of conscious choice to uncover the truth of your being. Again, it's Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We also are really grateful for your support, your financial support for the Center for Enlightenment. We, the volunteers at the Center for Enlightenment, are grateful because we can keep this message alive through your donations. And the link is found in the chat room and also on the website at the Center for Enlightenment, cfenlightenment.org. Really crucial in the involutionary journey is the experience of turning within consciously through meditation. And so let's take a moment to move within, to turn within and just let go of all the experiences that you've had or are forthcoming in your day. And just be now, here in this awareness. Your awareness of awareness itself. And in the stillness, there is only being. This being dwells in the silence. The silence of the infinite self. And as we move into this experience, we are aware of the stillness. And we rest in the silence. There is only being. And my awareness of my being and in the stillness. Of my infinite self, I awaken and discover who I am. And now we allow ourselves to come back into our awareness of the room that we're in and where we're sitting and becoming aware of our surroundings as we open our eyes. And this week is an opportunity to strengthen our commitment, the decision that perhaps you have made to move from an evolving soul to a soul in evolution, moving into involution, moving inward through your practices of meditation, the observer self, and using the tool of journaling to uncover what's going on within your subconscious mind and moving into that light. Enjoy your week as you explore this journey. Bye now.